says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those Wyndham boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western skies. We can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway.
Welcome, folks.
And I'd send him some.
Thanks for joining
wine.
Us on the Trump Phenomenon. This is the Trump Phenomenon here on April 10th, 2019, Wednesday. I'm James Kelso, bringing the show to you from remote North Dakota. And I hope you'll tune in and also participate in the show at some point. You can always call into the show at 800-313-9443. And I'm going to... I'm just bringing up my Donald Trump Twitter account here. And wondering why it's... All right. Well, I thought I had it in Firefox. Yeah, there we are, in Firefox. Bring up Donald Trump in Firefox. And it's interesting, in Microsoft Edge, it won't open on the same screen, Twitter. But in Firefox, it will. So, interesting. Difference there in browsers. You can call in at 800-313-9443, and I'm bringing up that screen right now, my caller screen. I just Skype just reinstalled itself on my computer. Oh, it changed itself a little bit. The caller board moved from the left side of the screen to the right side of the screen. Ah, that needed a reinstall. Thank you very much, Skype. Who owns Skype now? Is it Google or Microsoft? I think it's Microsoft that owns Skype, and Google owns YouTube. Boy, what a conglomerate we're talking about there. And I love the idea, by the way, as one of the solutions to the masters of the universe, which, you know, Microsoft, Google, Facebook, Twitter, break them up. Charge them under the monopoly statutes with restraint of trade and other things in the monopoly lexicon, and break them up. Get some competition in there. Because it is simply unacceptable that a couple people, you know, half a dozen super billionaires should control not just half a dozen companies, but half a dozen billionaires personally should control the channels of communication in our country and in the world. That's just not acceptable. And our bad luck, all of those billionaires are left-wing lunatics. I think I'd oppose it even if they were right-wingers, but I wouldn't be quite as worried as I am with left-wingers controlling, having a chokehold on our communications. Let's take a look here at some of what's going on here. I'm going to try to see what's at the top. I mean, Breitbart is competition. And we've got to help Breitbart break out into the open and get the size and the reach that the lamestream media have. The top story on Breitbart right now at this moment is an Ilhan Omar story. Isn't this amazing? Ilhan Omar, Somalian, rescued stupidly by the American people from, I think she was in a Kenyan or an Ethiopian refugee camp. Her country, unlivable, made unlivable by her people. It's not a mystery why Somalia is an ungovernable place. The explanation is in the word Somalia itself. It is the Somalians. And the lunatic left answer is, if they've destroyed their own country, bring them over here, as many as we can. Isn't that a brilliant solution? But it gets better, because that left-wing solution applies to every third world. Donald Trump had a more dramatic word for these countries, hellhole. He had an even stronger word to describe these countries. Well, we'll go with hellhole. His word started with S. isn't that brilliant? So if Mexico and Guatemala and El Salvador and Honduras and Venezuela and Somalia and Nigeria are failed countries, India, Nepal, Bhutan, failed countries, Sri Lanka, bring them over here, Indonesia, bring them over here, bring them all over here. And, the brilliance of the left is just stunning, isn't it? But destroying our country destroying our country is actually part of their goal. So it's not that they're stupid and they don't get it, that their good intentions have unintended consequences. No, they don't have good intentions. I mean, the dummies, some of the dummies may, but the people that actually are the left-wing leaders, they know what they're doing. And these are vile people, like Gerald Nadler. That's a vile, evil person. He knows what he's doing. It's on his face. It's written all over his face. If you look at him and you can't see the evil, you're blind. Let's see here. Let me go over. Let me get my, there's my caller board, and I want to get Donald Trump's Twitter account up here. And am I in? I think I'm in Firefox, so that should load. Let's just see here. I should be able to get Donald Trump's Twitter. Let's just see here. And it should come up on my browser screen here in Firefox. Yes, it does. I like that much better than the Microsoft Edge, which won't open it in the same screen. And here his post of 4 hours ago. Join me in Crosby, Texas, as I deliver remarks and sign executive orders on energy and infrastructure. And I think this is a live stream here. Let me just see if this is live. Well, I'll play it in just a moment. It's a 24-minute talk in Crosby, Texas. And let's just see if he's going to go to the mic right now. Let's just listen to the president just a short time ago, or it may even be live, I don't know. And this is showing up on his Twitter account. His Twitter account is becoming very technologically astute. He's bringing up really great videos, and I'm sure he has an IT guy who's a brainiac who's helping make all of this work smoothly. Let's just see what the audio. Apparently the crowd is cheering so much that the president can't even speak. We'll wait for that to come up. Meanwhile, reading other tweets, 5 hours ago, he tweets, "So it has now been determined by 18 people that truly hate President Trump." This is the 18 top paid attorneys hired by hitman Robert Mueller. All of these people, Mueller and his 18 hitmen, all hated Trump. Determined by 18 people that truly hate President Trump, that there was no collusion with Russia. Now that becomes, what do they call that in law? An admission against interest. In other words, these are people who have a tremendous bias and a tremendous propensity to say anything bad about the president that they can make up or report. And they exonerate the president. That's pretty damn conclusive. The president continues, "In fact, it was an illegal investigation that should never have been allowed to start. I fought back hard against this phony and treasonous hoax." Now, again, beautiful words from our president that you would never hear from any other president. The word treasonous. He just called Mueller a traitor. I love it. I love it. This is strong talk. This is wonderful. A treasonous hoax. You know, coming from the president of the United States, if the president calls an American citizen a traitor, that's stern. And he called all of them traitors, including who's the top Doberman Pinscher on that team of hitman attorneys? I think it was, what's his name, Andy Weissman. Here's another tweet 6 hours ago. Let me see if I can't get something out of this video of the president. Here he is.
"So we're pleased to be joined by your great union leadership, General President, a friend of mine, Jim Callahan. He knows all my friends back in New York. Big Jim. And your General Secretary."
Okay, so he's got all these cheering hard hat workers. Let's go jump forward into the middle of his talk.
"Like somebody or something that somebody did, I said, let's take it out of the plan. Why should we do it? Then a friend of mine who's in the oil business called, unrelated, didn't have anything to do with it. He says, is it true that you're going to get Anwar? And I said, yeah, I can get it. I don't know. I think I'm not going to, though. They don't appreciate it. They don't appreciate it at all. He said, oh, that's too bad, because, you know, everybody from Ronald Reagan all the way up to you couldn't get it done. I said, really? Oh, I called up. Put that back in the plan. You know, that was just a competitive thing, right? Put it back."
And the president did get Anwar. That's the Alaskan National Wildlife Refuge. Anwar. He has oil drilling. That was exempted. Oil drilling was prohibited from this humongous millions of acres piece of real estate that no one will ever visit. and it's as remote a place as you could imagine. No reason to prohibit oil exploration in that huge. It's like taking a. The only really significant thing about that huge area is that it overlays a huge, huge oil reserve. Donald Trump said, hey, I'm going to drill Anwar, and he is drilling it. And that's one of the reasons America is now the richest energy-producing and top energy-producing and energy-exporting nation in the world. That, my friends, makes a big difference in your life, because everything depends on energy.
So we put Anwar back, and that's one of the biggest in the world. So it's going to be something very special. A lot of you folks are going to be there. We've added more than 450 oil and gas rigs nationwide. And that number's going up very substantially and rapidly, right? Rapidly.
A lot of those oil rigs are right here in North Dakota. And by an oil rig,
here in
what the president means is not an oil well, but an exploration drilling rig. And the way they do it, they bring a drilling rig to a site, they drill, and then that drilling rig is going to move. After the well is put in, is going to move to another site. And those are real important. Those drilling rigs are where the incredible work is and where the incredible incredible discovery of oil is made. It's a proportionate thing. If you don't have drilling rigs operating, you ain't going to discover oil. But if you have hundreds, I think you just said over 400 running, they're all going to find wells.
Texas, we've nearly doubled the number of land rigs, and crude oil production has reached a record high, highest in the history of Texas. And if I get you the pipelines, which I will, you know, they've been trying to get these pipelines. How many years, Governor? 10, 12, 15? How many? Too long. Now, we're going to try and do it in 6 months. Is that okay? We'll try. EPA. And that means jobs, jobs, jobs.
And those pipelines, we don't have the refineries up here in North Dakota, but we've got the oil, and we're giving Texas a run for their money. North Dakota may become the top oil-producing state. We're very close at number two now and charging hard against Texas. Texas does the refining. Texas, Louisiana, they do the refining. The trick is to get the oil to Texas and to Louisiana. Well, you do that through pipelines. Seems hard to believe, but yes, you do. You got to get that crude oil to a refinery. We don't have them. So it's transported all the way to the Texas Gulf and Louisiana Gulf, where it's refined.
And that's a lot of jobs, and it's a lot of additional product. It's a lot of stuff. At the same time, we're strongly protecting the environment. We have to protect the environment. The United States has among the very cleanest air and water developments in the world, and also we have the cleanest air and water, they say, in the world. We are the best.
True.
And you want that, and I want that. I want clean air and beautiful, crystal, clean water, right? We want that. People don't understand that about us. They don't understand that. And we also have right now the strongest, by far, economy anywhere in the world. We're the envy of the world. And we're negotiating deals with China, with Mexico, with Canada. And many of them are already negotiated. We have others to go, but we're doing a great job. The trade deals, we were being taken.
So he's in Crosby, Texas. I don't know. Maybe one of you callers can let me know where Crosby, Texas is. But that's where the president was today. Let's look at some more of his tweets. And I'm looking at my caller board. I don't see any calls on the caller board, but hey, I'm nearsighted. No, I don't see any. Another tweet. Spoke to Bibi Netanyahu to congratulate him on a great and hard-fought win. This is in the election in Israel. The United States is with him and the people of Israel all the way. And then here's a tweet from Benjamin Netanyahu in Hebrew. I don't can't read that. I know you have to read it from right to left. And so it was I don't know. How can you read it? You can't. All right. And then, he tweets a picture here. This is great. At the Bibi Netanyahu rally. This is fine. This is true of Israel, folks. The Israelis are on fire. Donald Trump. And I'll share this with you right after the break. Stay tuned.
Make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like they should. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been
blessed? Hey, we're back, folks. And we've got a caller, Phil, in Florida, so we're going to go to Phil here in just a moment. I just looked up Crosby, Texas. It looks like it's pretty close to Houston. It's in Harris County, and that's where the president was. He was also in San Antonio for a roundtable with landowners in Texas, and I watched part of that where the president, he has been, biographers, the people who've written about the president have said he's an incredible listener. He sits and listens to what you're saying. And he was doing that, listening. He was spellbound by these stories from landowners in Texas who said they can't go out at night, they have to carry guns, they can't go out by themselves, they're terrified living on their own land, there are dead bodies everywhere. And the president, he said, nobody told me this. He was really affected by this firsthand testimony. And he says, this isn't fake news. Why don't you, looking at the cameras, why don't you people cover these stories? That was another thing that he did today. Let's go to our caller, Phil, in Florida. Phil, can you hear me? Yes, I hear you. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to thank you, Shaw and Trump, for Israel. And I'm just wondering when he's going to plan on getting here.
Okay, and Phil, let me just tell you something here. I don't know what the reason is, but your audio coming in is really badly messed up. So I can kind of understand some of what you're saying. So we won't be able to have a good long discussion here, but let's see if we can get your question. You had a question. Can you say it again slowly?
Yeah, okay. How am I coming in now?
Much better. Whatever you did worked.
Well, I just wanted to thank you for your show and Trump, and for Trump keeping all his promises to Israel. I was just wondering when he was going to get around to the rest of us here in America.
Okay, I catch your sarcasm, Phil. And you know, I love this stuff, and I catch your drift. And let me go back to that. Thank you. You just reminded me of what I was sharing with the audience here is that I was looking at Donald Trump's Twitter account, and I mentioned the fact that the Israeli people, you know, by and large, are on fire for Donald Trump. They may be more on fire for Donald Trump than a lot of people in America. And one evidence of it, in his Twitter account 11 hours ago, Donald Trump puts up an image of the Bibi Netanyahu victory rally. And what Trump noticed was people waving Trump flags. And it says Trump, big giant flag. It says Trump, make America great again. And everything else is in Hebrew, and I can't read it at all, of course. But now to get it to your question, Phil, Trump is loved by the Israeli people and he's keeping his promises to the Israelis. Why won't he keep his promises to the American people? Well, my first answer to that, Phil, is that President Trump is doing that. The second part of my answer is that Trump in Israel, Trump can act or can deliver on his promises to Israel without having to deal with Chuck Schumer, without having to deal with Nancy Pelosi, or the California, or it's not California, but the Western United States Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals and the American media. In Israel, the government of Israel, run by Bibi Netanyahu, is pro-Trump. The media in Israel is pro-Trump. So he does have an easier time of it in Israel than he does in America. But he is delivering his promises here. He stopped here in America from doing much of what he wants to do. For example, for the last 3 years, including when he was in the primary campaign, Trump has been spied upon, and Attorney General Bill Barr has now confirmed that, to the incredible consternation of the demon rats on the committee that was interviewing him under oath, is that Bill Barr told them that the president was spied upon. He used strong language, was spied upon, and he is going to investigate that. He is investigating that. But Donald Trump has had to deal with, and he has stated it, the greatest coup d'etat in American history waged against him by the deep state left in America. So what I would say to you, Phil, is that those things that Trump hasn't been able to deliver to you and to me and all the America, the 63 million who voted for him, you voted for him, didn't you, Phil? Oh, Phil has left. Well, in another call, you can call back and let us know that you voted for Donald Trump, Phil. I hope you did. And I hope you vote for him again in 2020. Big Bad John, we'll hear his music and we'll be right back.
The smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound?
Hey, what's that sound?
Look what's going down.
What's going down? We are in a lively time. I had a caller of one of the listeners of the show called me up. And now, by the way, if you want to call me, 701-317-5317. That's my phone number. I'll turn the ringer off right now. 701-317-5317. I love it when you folks call me up directly. And don't be shy. It's really, I've learned so much from you. And you give me really good ideas for the show. So don't hesitate to call. Let me just turn the ringer down here so it didn't happen right in the middle of the show. After the show, you can call me. 701-317-5317, and many of you do. Let's go back to the Breitbart here. And I'll go back to Donald Trump's tweets. He's got a good, he puts a link here to Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch, one of the real heroes. And breaking today, this is an announcement from Judicial Watch, announces that it has uncovered 422 pages of new FBI documents showing evidence of cover-up discussions related to the Clinton email system. The So that's a good one. The Judicial Watch is all over that story, and they're filing these Freedom of Information Act lawsuits demanding that documents be released that are public. They're in the public domain. They should be released. They are not classified information. But it's very difficult to pry any information out of the deep state. But Judicial Watch has had some considerable success in doing that with their high-powered team of attorneys. And Tom Fitton himself, who is not an attorney, running Judicial Watch. Let's see what else we can find from the president here that's new. Bernie Sanders, what's your thought? I'd love to get people, callers. Who do you think is going to get the Democrat nomination? This is really an incredible group of people here. Who's going to oppose Donald Trump? Now, the first Democrat debates in June, coming right up. I don't know the day or the location of that first debate. But can you imagine there will be maybe as many as 20 people on the stage? They may have to divide it into 2 days if they have that many. 20 people and a bunch of left-wing loons all trying to look more lunatic than the next guy down the row. I mean, they're in the primary stage, they're trying to appeal to the Democrat hardcore base, which are crazy people. So this is going to be good sport, really great fun watching this debate. And somebody in there, it's going to happen. Somebody in that debate is going to try to appear less crazy than the others. Somebody's going to make that play. Might be Joe Biden. Who knows? But somebody is going to try to, each of these people, their main goal is to get nominated. Personal power is the main driving thrust of any Democrat's mind. So somebody's going to make that play. We don't know who it's going to be. But then the left-wing loons, of course, they're going to sense that somebody's breaking ranks. Somebody's trying to sound, to appeal to middle America a little bit more. And in other words, is lying. Obama was a good liar in this regard. And so they will turn on that person. They will go after that person. They've already done it with Joe Biden. They're me-tooing him with all these. They're really playing up these stories of touchy-feely Joe Biden groping women, nuzzling them, smelling their hair, kissing them, feeling them up. This guy is a piece of work. He does this on the stage in front of cameras. What a dope. And Joe Biden, there are interesting aspects to his career. He's never really had a job. Let me look him up. I haven't studied him enough, but I am aware that he was elected as a U.S. senator, like really young. And he's been a U.S. senator forever. And I think his last serious election in which he was running for something, I think, was in the 70s. Let's go see. Let's go look here. Joe Biden is now, he is now 76 years old. Donald Trump's only 72. He was born in 1942 in Scranton, Pennsylvania. His first wife, Nelia Hunter, died in 1972. He married Jill Jacobs then. He's got four children, Beau Hunter, Naomi, and Ashley. And what he was, when did he got elected to the Senate? He's born in 1942, and he was elected as senator from Delaware in 1973. So he would only be, how old would he be at that point? He'd only be 33 years old, right? Or 31 years old. And he hasn't had any job other than being a politician in his whole life. He's a professional, permanent politician. And well, let's see, where his political 1972 U.S. Senate campaign. So he got elected, and he's never been out of politics. All right, so who do you think is going to get the nomination? It's really an incredible, this is going to be incredibly funny, but also scary, watching these crazy people. And Biden is certainly as crazy as the lunatics he's running against. It'll be very funny to see how this goes. Let's go for another Breitbart story here. I'll update my Breitbart. And the New York Times is proclaiming, they're admitting that the border is broken, but, big but, Trump is the reason. According to the New York Times. I love that. Here's a great story. The Pentagon awards nearly $1 billion in border wall construction contracts. I bet you didn't hear that on CNN. I hope you're not watching CNN, but here it is. You heard it here. The Pentagon awarded nearly $1 billion in contracts to build the border wall on Tuesday. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan told reporters on Wednesday that more contracts would be coming soon. Hey, $1 billion will buy a lot of wall, folks. He says one contract went to a company in Galveston, Texas. $789 million fixed price contract. The work will be performed in the area of Santa Teresa, New Mexico. Estimated completion date, October 1st, 2020. That's a year and a half or a little less of work. Second contract for $187 million. Bernard Construction Company in Bozeman, Montana. Construction area, Yuma, Arizona. Estimated completion date, September 30th, 2020. This, the El Paso contract, that'd be the one in the area of New Mexico. El Paso is right up against New Mexico, would pay for a 30-foot tall bollard fencing that includes a 5-foot anti-climb plate. I think that's the smooth plate you see at the top of some of these fences. Imagine, apparently these invaders figured out ways to shimmy, or is it shinny, up the bollards. But if you get to a 5-foot wide smooth plate, hey, it's all over. You ain't going any further. The Yuma, Arizona contract is an 18-foot bollard fence that has also a 5-foot anti-climb plate. So if you live in a two-story house, folks, that 18-foot wall is as tall as the roof of your house. Not easy to climb over that. Multiple bids were submitted, and these two won. This money was reprogrammed from fiscal year 2019 Army Operations and Maintenance Funds into an account the Department of Defense can use to construct roads and fences and to install lighting to block drug smuggling corridors across U.S. borders in support of counter-narcotic activities of law enforcement agencies. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that nice? And that's a pattern that the president can follow. And let's see what the left-wing demon rat judges do to try to order the army not to build something. It's going to be a pretty cheeky judge who says that from his black robe position, he can order army generals around as to what they can build to defend, what they may or may not do to defend the United States. Boy, we've reached a real new low here in that department. And so, and by the way, that answers the question, who is our caller, Phil in Florida, who said, you know, he was implying that Trump isn't delivering on his promises. Well, there's one, there's delivery happening right there. And that was from a innovative use of his mind by Donald Trump. Donald Trump figured out, okay, I'm going to be getting crap from Nancy Pelosi, and I'm not going to get legislation from Nancy Pelosi. So how can I, you know, that's a pretty cool deal to raise $1 billion, and there's more coming. So Donald Trump figured out, oh, right, and he had to do this from scratch. There's no precedent for this. There's no, nobody's ever done it before. He figured out, I can move some funds within the Defense Department budget, and it does fit the job description of defending the country, and so I'm going to be building wall on that basis. And the president is, the opposition that he faces is mind-boggling. And I say to all of us in the movement, all of us on the Trump train, we've got to, he doesn't need more opposition. He doesn't need us taking shots at him also. The idea of encouraging him and, you know, helping him out. I'll give you an example of somebody who I think kind of overdid it, Ann Coulter. If you read some of her stuff, just imagine Donald Trump sitting there at the Resolute desk in the Oval Office reading some of Ann Coulter's columns where she went the most negative on Donald Trump. Well, what that precipitated from, what was the comment that Donald Trump made about Ann Coulter? He said something that she's wacky. And so what she did, what Ann Coulter did there, I think a big mistake, she cut the umbilical cord connection between herself and Donald Trump. I don't know, it's a little bit of an awkward metaphor there, sorry. But she cut the, she had a great pipeline into Donald Trump. At one point, if you remember in the primary campaign, Ann Coulter introduced Donald Trump. So Donald Trump obviously respected, read, and, you know, heeded stuff written by Ann Coulter. Her book, Adios America, some people speculate, this has not been demonstrated, but some people surmise that Adios America was a pivotal read for Donald Trump at the very moment he came down the escalator on June 14th, 2015. Ann Coulter's book had been released just the month prior. And in that book, Donald Trump doesn't get a single mention. And only 30 days later, the whole world changed for all of us. But then Ann Coulter, I hope she can recover her connection to Donald Trump. But jumping on and off the Trump train and giving up on Donald Trump, then, you know, this is looking good. Ah, they're giving up on him again. That doesn't, he's in a harried position. He doesn't need more harrying from us. On the other hand, you know, the creative suggestions, great ideas, you know, I think that's a way to go. And Ann Coulter is full of great ideas. So I think that's the way to go. Jumping off the Trump train, you know, sort of like the tough love approach, I don't think it works out. I think Donald Trump has got so many things to worry about. I don't think he can fuss with people who, you know, are for him one day and against him the next day. I think that actually doesn't work. Nancy Pelosi has issued a statement saying that Bill Barr is going off the rails. Yeah, he's going off the rails. Yeah, Nancy. He sure is. He's going off the approved script. Let's listen to her. I love, you know, listen, she's hard to listen to, but, you know, it can be funny and enjoyable. Let's listen to her for a second.
The chief law enforcement officer of our country is going off the rails yesterday and today. He is the Attorney General of the United States of America, not the Attorney General of Donald Trump. The chief.
Oh, this woman, I am so glad that she is the leader of the Democrats. This woman, I mean, this is a nasty piece of work. Hey, we'll come back with another segment right after this.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back, folks, and we're in our last segment here, and I was talking about nasty Nancy Pelosi. I'm so happy that she's leading the Democrats, And you're just looking up, I'm familiar with her. I grew up in California, so I, you know, remember Nancy Pelosi. But she, you know, her whole career occurred in California. But she started in Baltimore, where her dad was mayor, Thomas D'Alessandro, from Genova and Abruzzo in Italy, his origin. And her mother was Annunziata Bombardi, who was born in Campobasso, southern Italy. But then she moved to California, and this is interesting. She's had her political career handed to her on a silver platter. In the Phil Burton's district, I think he died. His wife succeeded him, and then I think she got terminally ill. And Phil Burton's wife handed the district over to Nancy Pelosi as her designated heir. And the district, I'm not sure exactly where her district is. It's up there in the San Francisco Bay Area. But it's maybe the safest Democrat district in California. She's never had a serious challenge. Only 13% of the people in her district are registered as Republicans. So this partly explains Nancy Pelosi. She doesn't have to run for office. She's basically was appointed as a congresswoman in 1987 and has never had to fight a political battle. So she can say or do anything she wants with no particular concern of she only has to keep the radical Democrats in her district happy. And that's what she does. That's what she does now. She's got to keep the Ilhan Omars and the what's-her-face, occasional cortex, as Michael Savage so eloquently puts it. So that's the leader of the Democrats. There's your story there. And let's see what else we got here in the current stories. Ted Cruz making some good suggestions here about remedies for the censorship by the masters of the universe in tech. He's talking about antitrust, anti-fraud, regulation. Good for you, Ted Cruz. Twitter and Facebook in Senate hearing are denying that they shadow ban people, so they're lying through their teeth. I hope that testimony is coming under oath. Here's a great one. Meghan McCain, you know, the apple didn't fall far from the tree. Donald Trump's transgender military ban is, what is it? Not a good idea. No, it's un-American and dangerous. Can you believe that? What's with the McCains? It's got to be genetic. We've run out of time, but we'll be back again tomorrow night. Pick up where we left off. Donald Trump will have left us in the dust doing more than we can cover. See you then tomorrow night.
When your doctor tells you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.